probably cost, the way they shipped
Thank
it.
You so much for calling Omax Customer Care. My name is Rachel. May I have your last name, please, to pull up your account?
Rachel, my last name is Koval, K-O-V-A-L. And I think my kids might have ordered this Omax. I just looked at my bank account, and I got charged today. They must have tried for a sample. I don't know what the first name on the account is or how that works, but I don't want another set of stuff sent to me, please. Are you able to help?
I will do my best, ma'am, to assist.
Thank you.
Oh,
there's a bunch of static, Miss.
Okay,
hello?
I do apologize.
Okay, there we go. It's okay.
You have provided the last name of C-O-V-A-L?
No, K. K-O-V-A-L. It's okay. Because I ordered once a long time ago for you, but my daughter, Sadie, may have ordered, or my son, Dimitri, because they did the promotional thing, but nobody told me they did, but they used my debit card.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what is your first name again?
My name's Deborah. But I just see a charge on there, and I didn't order this, but I saw the vitamins laying here from once, so one of my kids probably did something a month or so ago. I don't know. But in reviewing my bank account today, I saw a charge for $79 from Omax. I'm like, oh, whoa, whoa. So I certainly don't want that, please.
Okay. excuse me. I'm still trying to get an account pulled up with your name. Do you have a middle initial or anything?
Well, mine is C, but it's Katanning, Pennsylvania, if that helps, if you pull up any zip code or anything.
Okay, just one moment, please.
Because I think my son ordered once a year ago, and I had to go through this, and I don't know if my daughter did this, or I don't know, like I said.
Okay, what charge is it you've been billed, and when were you billed it?
Today, 79-something. I don't have it in front of me because I have to look at it on my phone.
Okay, and I heard you mention another name.
Dimitri, or then there's Sadie.
Okay. Is that your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. And for security purposes, if you could also verify your address.
1629 Freeport Road, Katanning, also known as RD4 Katanning. Also known as... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Pennsylvania?
Okay.
16201.
Okay, thank you for that, Ms. Koval. So I have located an account, excuse me, that shows your address. That's your address as well? The Freeport?
Okay.
Freeport, excuse me.
Yes,
Koval.
Freeport. Yes.
Okay, I thought I'd lost you there.
Okay.
The address that you verified, is that your address as well, or is that just your daughter's
That's my address.
Okay. Well, I pulled up an account that is showing your address, and it is showing here as Sadie Koval. And
okay.
It shows an account for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It shows initially a starter kit was ordered, and the starter kit comes with a subscription. So that shows that was billed on yesterday. That's the 60-day subscription that comes with that.
Okay.
All right. She didn't quite understand that.
Well, no. She's 16 years old. I don't know what she's doing. So,
okay.
She shouldn't have done that. So, can you cancel this for me, please?
Certainly. And I'm just trying to see if I can find how she placed the order.
Well, she has my debit card numbers for when I allow her to use it. So,
okay. Trying to see if maybe she visited one of our websites. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I can go ahead and close it out there. Not saying that she's too young to use it, possibly.
Yes.
The order, she may have to have been 18. But since it's your address, now the product does help, of course, with lowering triglycerides. If you would like to take advantage of it for yourself. Could provide you with a drop-down membership for the $59.99.
Yeah, well, right now I'm out of work,
okay.
Like everybody else, so I can't do anything right now. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no apologies needed. Just to offer some assistance. We can
I understand.
Put it on hold for you if you wanted to reconsider for 30
days. Not at this time. No.
Okay. With the cancellation, it cancels. I'm sorry about that. With the cancellation, it cancels all future charges, all future shipments, so there's no more of the VIP membership.
Okay. What about the charge that came on my account today? It was the $79.
It probably posted today. It was actually, well, I'm sorry. No, it was billed today. Yeah, that was billed because a shipment has gone out. Shipping means that it has tracking number.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's going to be such a hardship on me, this $80, and I don't want it. Can I return it, or can you stop the shipment somehow? I mean, it just got posted to my account. Like I said, it wasn't on there last night at midnight, and now it's on there today. So it just happened today.
You're right. It shows it was just billed today. Once the cycle rolls around, the customer's billed and the product is shipped. I can't stop the shipment here in the call center. Fulfillment's in Maine. But if you would like to accept a 50% refund, of course, the product... You wouldn't have to worry about trying to send that back, but I can't.
Oh, okay. I'll do that then. I'll do that. At least I'll recoup half my money. Oh,
okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. But the product does have multiple benefits if you've used it.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's for the financial reasons there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll be refunded back about
$40.
Okay. Let's see if it will allow me to do it because you were just billed today. Just one moment, please.
Yeah, I mean, my other thing is I was going to contest it with my bank, but that's a lot to go through.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot to go through, and since we did locate an account that shows your daughter's name and it was a misunderstanding of what she signed up for, you would still be the responsible party and would face the chargeback.
Okay.
So allow me just a moment to see what
we
can do. Have you already contacted them?
No, I did not, but I was going to. If I couldn't cancel the charge through you folks.
Let's see. Just one moment, please. Okay, ma'am, I'm just trying to see what I can do.
Okay.
All right, so just one moment, please. It looks like it is allowing me to do it, I guess because the whole process has completed.
Okay.
I still can't stop shipments. I'm in the call center.
Okay.
But when it comes to the refund, if you would please allow 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect back, and it shows item declined authorization.
Hmm. Okay. And what is my refund going to be then?
Allow us 24 hours at least to try to refund that again, because when I refunded it, it said item declined authorization, which means the card that was used to pay for it. When I tried to refund it, it wouldn't allow it to go back. So if there is some type of block maybe that's there, you might want to ask them to release it so that we can get you credited.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any block on it.
Okay.
But can I give you my card number now in case it has in case I got a new one and it has a new expiration date?
No, ma'am. This is a recorded line. We can't accept new cards for refunding.
Okay.
If you have a new card, then it means it would just go back to the account that it was debited from.
Yeah, right.
But
it's the same account number, so Well, I mean, account. Okay, so what do I do? How do I do that? Do I call back tomorrow? Well, I work tomorrow. I can't. I mean,
okay.
I don't. I go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. I'm not sure why it declined authorizations. Have you already canceled this particular card?
No, I did not cancel this card. I haven't.
Okay.
No, the card, I just used it up at the store, so no.
Okay. Possibly we just need to, and I'm guessing, possibly because the charge was just billed is maybe a guess is why it didn't go through. But you can certainly check back with us tomorrow, but I'm not sure why it would not go back. But probably because it was just billed today. That is my guess.
So I call back tomorrow and say that the this was bought against my consent, and I tried to call and get it canceled yesterday, and it didn't work, and try again in a day or two?
No, ma'am.
I'm not sure.
Not correct. The account's canceled. But
okay.
You can call and check on your refund. On the recording
okay.
I just processed it. But it shows that when I processed the refund, with the processor,
it
shows it was declined for me to refund it back to you.
Okay.
And it is showing an account with your daughter's name. So you said this is your card, though?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. If you can call us back tomorrow and check on the refund.
It'll probably be Friday, but
hours.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thanks.
You're welcome, Emma. Thank you so much for calling OMAX Customer Care.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.